denied but confessed, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
And here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is a mirage. Everything is an illusion. Everything is smoke and mirrors. And the real things that are going on today, you'll never hear discussed in the media because it's controlled. And, of course, so much is put out there that is really a diversion. Well, it doesn't look like our guest this morning is going to be here, so it's going to be open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Now, of course, let me give you an example. You know, I opened this program with the statement, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And basically, that's a paraphrase of a statement made by Congressman Larry McDonald. He was the well-liked, well-known conservative. He became the president of the John Birch Society. And he was really going to try to use the organization to educate the American people about the fact that there was a small group that was a dictatorship in America. They control both political parties and make mockery out of our electoral process. They rig our elections, and that this group was using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. They've took over a long time ago. And actually up on the internet, there's an interview we had with Pat Buchanan and Tom Brady shortly before he disappeared. I mean, before Larry McDonald disappeared into the Gulag Archipelago. And, of course, Tom Brady was attacking Larry, and Larry just pointed out, Tom Brady, you're part of the Council on Foreign Relations. You're part of this whole movement that we're talking about. Well, it was just a month or two later when, of course, Larry was flying on a Korean airline Flight 007 to Korea, going to be giving a talk there, maybe to Japan. I'm not certain exactly where the flight was destined for, but under any, I think it was they were going to Japan and then fly back to Korea, something like that. But anyway, initially the report came down, it came out that the flight had been forced to land on Sakhalin Island by Soviet fighters. And then later that day, almost as if somebody had changed their mind, they told us that the flight had been shot down, and there was a massive search engine effort to find Congressman Larry McDonald. Now, Larry McDonald was one of those few charismatic leaders who really might have turned America around. There have been a few others who have been totally discredited. by the agents who've infiltrated the conservative movement and will destroy anyone who looks like they may be a potential leader for this country, because they don't want leaders. We've already been taken over by this small group of wealthy and evil people, but this story of Larry McDonald has never really been told. There were extensive searches, but the Soviets wouldn't allow America into certain areas where to look for the wreckage of the plane that was shot down. There were a number of Americans on it, and they were largely Koreans and Japanese, as I remember. But under any circumstances, no wreckage was ever found, which is strange of a plane that actually hits the ground. You'd expect to hit the water to be some wreckage or bodies, but they were never found, and very soon, of course, the media completely forgot about Larry McDonald. And nothing was ever mentioned until, of course, a gentleman whose wife had been on the plane began pushing a book and giving radio interviews, but he got almost no radio interviews. And the fact was, of course, that the plane did land on Sakhalin Island, and Larry and all the other prisoners were taken to Soviet prisons and were languishing there. And there were some Soviets who had escaped from the Gulag who actually set up shop here in the United States and in Europe. And they tracked Larry McDonald, and they actually tracked him into Soviet prisons. And he was last seen there in about 1991, 1992. Now his plane was shot down in 83. Of course, they eventually did find the wreckage of the plane, but it wasn't really wreckage. The plane was completely intact. Divers had floundered off the coast of Korea about some miles in about 60 feet of water. The plane was intact. There was no luggage on the plane. There were no bodies on the plane. That obviously the plane had been towed out to sea and had simply been sunk. And, of course, I told that story. We have a four-tape set on Larry McDonald. If you've never heard it, it's well worthwhile getting and listening to a series of interviews we did on Larry McDonald many years ago. How could you cover up the kidnapping and of an American congressman, a popular American congressman, the head of the John Birch Society? And why hasn't the John Birch Society ever picked up the story? Or why doesn't anybody ever talk about it anymore? Why, ladies and gentlemen, your reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. And I really didn't think too much of the story for many years. We put together the four-tape story. Hardly anybody ever bought the four-tape set. And, of course, there were stories of people who'd been in prison with Larry McDonald. And of course, they were all second-hand or third-hand stories. I didn't have anything really first-hand until a couple of months ago, when one of my regular guests, Bob Fletcher, as I was simply reminiscing on one of the programs about Larry McDonald, he said, well, you know, he said, I ran into a fellow who was in the cell next to Larry McDonald. And certainly he gave the story that there were things that he knew about Larry McDonald that no one else could ever have known unless they'd known Larry. And he said, I wanted to interview him. I wanted to take a film crew to Canada to interview him. But Larry McDonald's family wouldn't help me with the financing. The John Birch Society had other projects. They wouldn't help me. And eventually, of course, I just gave up. And Bob Fletcher put together a number of video presentations, which we have. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Give us a call here.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. It's open lines and would love to hear from you. The telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I was just reminiscing over the fate of Congressman Larry McDonald, who really certainly was one of the most dynamic leaders of the conservative cause. And certainly Bob Fletcher, our good friend, who I have on as a frequent guest, and you probably heard him on my programs, had actually been in contact with a man who was in the cell next to Larry McDonald. This was in the early 1990s. And Bob was never able to raise the funds to take a film crew to Canada to interview this man and has lost track of him. But this is what really happens in the real world. Why don't you hear stories like this on the regular media, CBS and 60 Minutes, 2020, Dateline? Why, ladies and gentlemen, because your reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And literally all of the major media outlets in America are controlled. Oh, they'll put on some programs like Jesse Ventura, Conspiracy Theory, but of course some of it is pretty far out, and people would tend to discredit it. I think Jesse Ventura is doing a great job. He's got a lot of great information out there, and you should see all of his DVDs, because much of it is very, very true. But only on rare occasion will you hear the truth. Most of what you get is simply to distract you. Only a perfect example of that would be what's going on over in Syria today. Almost 70,000 helpless civilians have been slaughtered there by the al-Qaeda and certainly anti-Syrian forces that we are financing. I mean, who finances? Somebody has to put up the money to finance a revolution. I mean, this doesn't just happen. People have to have food. They have to have lodging. Revolutionaries are people and human beings who need medical care. They need money for their families. They need money for their weapons. They need money for ammunition. They need money for travel. I mean, revolutions don't just happen. They're financed, and we're financing the revolution in Syria. But they can't tell the American people that. And as we pointed out in the past, why we have special forces troops in both Jordan and in Turkey who are funding and financing and training of the revolutionaries who've killed 70,000 helpless civilians in Syria. Another couple of million are displaced. Another 700,000 are living in refugee camps in other countries. They fled Syria because of the violence there. And people, civilians are being slaughtered all the time. And if we weren't financing the revolution, this wouldn't be happening. And why are we financing it? Well, because I think that, of course, this whole situation over there is going to expand into a much worse war, whether I'm right or wrong, I don't know. It's only conjecture. Is this going to lead to a war with Iran? Well, apparently, certainly Israel is not going to go to a war with Iran as long as there's an unstable neighbor close to it, Syria. But of course, something big, I believe, is going to have to happen over there, and it's going to happen in the fairly near future. And this is something that the controlled media never talks about. And that is the fact that not only does Hezbollah, which is, of course, is a Iran-sponsored organization immediately north of Israel, not only does Hezbollah have about 50,000 missiles, 50,000 very sophisticated missiles ready to rain down on Israel, but Syria has the third largest supply of chemical weapons anywhere in the world. And certainly Israel and the United States cannot allow those chemical and biological weapons to, you know, fall into the hands of the terrorists. Certainly Israel can't allow that because they'd be able to use those chemical weapons and put them onto, certainly onto missiles of one sort or another, and they can get either from Hezbollah or Hamas and rain them down on Israel. Israel cannot allow that to happen. Now, why don't we ever talk about the fact that Syria has these massive supplies of chemical weapons? Well, one reason we don't talk about them is because people might ask, how would Syria get a large supply of chemical weapons? I mean, where in heaven's name would they get them? They aren't sophisticated enough to build chemical and biological weapons. Well, very simply, they got them from Iraq. They got them from Saddam Hussein back in 1991. Why, of course, Saddam Hussein transferred all of his chemical and biological weapons to Syria. And I remember at the time when this happened, or maybe it was 1992, just before we went to war there, but Saddam transferred the weapons out of Syria. Or maybe that was before the 2003 war. I could be incorrect on that. But anyway, Saddam had a large supply of chemical and nuclear weapons, and he transferred them to Syria. So America could not justify going to war with them to capture their chemical and biological weapons. But nobody ever asked, where did Saddam get the massive supply of chemical and biological weapons? And he got them from the United States. And I will never forget this, certainly during the Afghan War, when Iraq was fighting Iran, why, of course, we were actually supplying the chemical and biological weapons at that time. And I talked to one of the a young man who had been actually with the Green Berets at that time and Special Forces, who had actually helped Saddam use the chemical weapons against Iran. Of course, that would be totally illegal according to international law. There are all sorts of international laws against using chemical weapons. But the United States provided the personnel to help Saddam use the chemical weapons, and they killed hundreds of thousands of Iranians with the chemical weapons. They killed some people in Kurdistan, one of the cities there. They used the chemical weapons there. But Iran had large supplies of chemical and biological weapons and transferred those to Syria. And because we can't certainly let the American people know that he got those chemical and biological weapons from the United States. Now, you can check out the fact that Syria has the third largest supply of chemical weapons in the world up on the Internet. And, of course, basically, you'll hear occasional rumbles of the fact that either Israel or the United States or both nations in concert are going to have to invade Syria in the not-too-distant future because the country is going to fall. And when it falls, control of the nuclear and of the chemical and biological weapons will fall into the hands of the terrorists. And Israel cannot allow that to happen. So something big is going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but something big is going to happen there. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call here at And because it's open lines and we have really nothing planned, I hope to have John Quirk on. He's just back from Turkey and has some fascinating information. He called me just last week when he got back from Turkey. He'd been living there for some time, and of course he's well aware of the situation there in the Middle East. And I think it's vitally important that you are, because I think that there's going to be an expansion of that war. And of course, as that happens, I think we may well see the fulfillment of the prophecy that's laid out in Psalm 83. In fact, I've always been very, very concerned as I looked at what was happening in the Near East and the Middle East as far as Israel was concerned, because, of course, there is a prophecy as laid out in Ezekiel 38 and 39 that all these countries over there in that part of the world are going to join together in the attack on Israel. The only trouble is, of course, that's the Gog-Magog war where Russia is somehow involved and a lot of the countries over there adjacent to Russia are involved, and Libya is going to be involved, and the Sudan is going to be involved, and all these countries are going to move against Israel, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39. Only I couldn't see that happening just at this time. It seemed that the countries that would move against Israel would be more like Syria and Jordan and perhaps Iraq and Egypt, all of which are contiguous to Israel. And it wasn't until I read a book on Psalm 83. We'll be having Bill Salas on our program, who wrote the book on Psalm 83, that I began to realize, of course, perhaps we're talking about the fulfillment of an entirely different prophecy and an entirely different war. Certainly, there is a prophecy in Isaiah, it's Isaiah 17, about Damascus, that talks about how Damascus is going to be totally destroyed, or almost totally destroyed. It's going to be in rubble. And, of course, Damascus has been around between 3,000 and 4,000 years. It has never been destroyed until now, when it's certainly in the process of being destroyed. And many of the suburbs of Damascus actually are in rubble now. So the rebels are launching and preparing to launch a massive attack on Damascus. It was just last week that a giant car bomb went off, killing, I think, 53 people and wounding several hundred right in the middle of downtown Damascus. Several other car bombs went off in the last couple of weeks. And the city of Damascus, which has survived for 3,500, 4,000 years, somewhere in that area, has never been destroyed, may well be destroyed now, fulfilling the prophecies in Isaiah 17. And, if we try to anticipate what's going on, reading the newspapers, it's very hard. But if you read some of the prophecies in the Bible that were written thousands of years ago, you begin to see the fulfillment of God's word. And certainly, if you read Psalm 83, you find that certainly the countries that are mentioned there moving against Israel could very well be the countries that will be involved in the coming war. And in many respects, they're very, very different than the countries that are mentioned in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Under any circumstances, you'll recall, of course, that the United States is not mentioned in prophecy. Is it that God didn't know America would be the great country that would help bring Israel back to the Holy Land? America certainly has been one of the major forces behind Israel ever since, of course, the 48 and the 48 war and the 67 war and the 73 war. And it has truly been miraculous, first of all, that Israel was formed as a nation, and then that it could have won the wars in 48 and 67 and 73, and I don't think that Israel would be there if it hadn't been for the United States. And yet America is not mentioned in prophecy unless, of course, America is the Babylon that's mentioned in Revelation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I have nothing specific to talk about this morning. That's why I want you to call in. It's open lines. We'd like to know what you think or what you'd like to talk about. But the significant thing about the Revelation, if you look it up, and you go to your concordance and pick up all the references to Babylon and that area, you find out that there's this nation, it's called Babylon, and in the end days. Why is it called Babylon? Well, apparently it's the leading financial center of the world, just as almost, 3,500 years ago, 3,300 years ago, why the ancient Babylon was the mightiest nation in the world. Now, I guess it would be 4,300 years ago, because Abraham was around 2,000 years before Christ. Abraham existed 4,000 years ago, and this was before that time when, of course, Babylon, ancient Babylon, was destroyed. That was about 4,300 years ago. So they're talking about certainly modern Babylon. And well, who do we have calling in?
Hi, Dr. Monty. This is Chris calling from Fort Collins.
Well, good to hear from you, Chris. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I want to get your thoughts and your feedback on the retirement of the Pope. And do you see that as something that he thought that he needed to do on his own, or that maybe he was being pressured into do it to bring in some kind of fulfillment of prophecy?
I think this has to do with prophecy. Hang on, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Our number is 877-254-7544. This is important.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we have a caller asking about the Pope's retirement. I think the Pope's retirement is extremely important. First of all, this is the first time it's happened in 600 years. And, of course, why is this Pope retiring? Well, we've been told he's getting a little old and feeble. Well, most of the popes have gotten old and feeble. So in the end, then they've died in office for 600 years. Either that or they've been killed. There's a very little question in my mind that Pope John Paul I was killed. He was only in office for 33 days. Those of you who doubt that they kill popes, you need to get our 4-tape set on Malachi Martin, the wisdom of Malachi Martin. And I don't think that's available in CD. It might be, but it's available in tapes. And there in one of the interviews, Malachi Martin tells the story of what happened after Pope John Paul I died. And there was one of the cardinals had been selected to become the next pope. And he was on his way. He was actually been elected by the cardinals. He was on his way to the podium to accept the papacy, and somebody handed him a slip of paper. And on this paper was written, if you accept the papacy, you and your entire family will be killed. Well, needless to say, the cardinal didn't do that, and that's how we got in John Paul II, who is, of course, acceptable to this violent group within the Vatican. And there are very evil and wicked people working there. We know that because we know that there was a contingent of the Vatican that was working closely with the Nazis and actually helped the Nazis escape to South America. About 10,000 of them, between 10 and 50,000 Nazis escaped to South America. With the help of the CIA and the British intelligence, MI6, and the cell within the Vatican, all which are satanic. Now, what does that have to do with Pope Benedict resigning? Well, basically, obviously pressure was put on him. We're being told, well, it had something to do, and you'll see these articles on the Internet, with this gay contingent that is in working at the highest level within the Vatican. They're homosexuals are involved in pedophilia. Was he involved with that? Did he tolerate that? Did he cover for for this contingent? I don't know. But I do know that he is being forced out because, of course, if you haven't read the book, it's called Petrus Romanus. It is must reading at this time. And if you don't want to buy the book, why, you can go to our website. We incidentally carry the book. It's written by our friend Tom Horn. You can hear my interview with Tom Horn. It was last Monday evening at the 8 o'clock slot. And you'll find it on the Internet under my radioliberty.com. So you go to listen, and that will take you to Soundwave 2000, and then go to on the right side, our programs are archived, and that interview with Tom Horn, one of the most fascinating interviews we've done, because Tom Horn had actually prophesied in this book, which was written well over a year ago, that Pope Benedict would resign. Why? Well, because, of course, they had informants within the Vatican who said that the decision had already been made that Pope Benedict would resign, but there was powerful spiritual forces behind this. There certainly is the story of Saint Malachy. And Saint Malachy lived in the 1100s, and he had a vision back in the 1100s of all of the popes who would exist up until this time. And in 1100, he prophesied there would be something like 112 popes. That's all the popes there would be, and the last pope would usher in the Antichrist. Well, that was certainly the 1100s, and the prophecies were kept secret in the Vatican until the 1500s, and they were published, and the books are available. They're hard to get, but they are available on that. And, of course, Tom has done an excellent job of reviewing this in his book, Petrus Romanus. And Pope Benedict is next to the last pope. And the pope that will replace him, certainly will usher in the Antichrist. And at least according to prophecy, the Vatican is to be destroyed. And whether this is a matter of weeks, months, years, I don't know. But the next pope is the last pope in the Catholic Church, the 112th one since of the prophecies of St. Malachi. And if you go to the Vatican, I'm told There's a room that has pictures of all of the popes there, going back to the very first pope. And, of course, there's room in that room for one more picture. And that will be the last pope. And basically, the timing of this was what's so significant as far as I'm concerned, because I think there's going to be an increase in the war in the Middle East. Everything suggests to me Israel and or the United States or both nations together going to have to invade Israel, going to have to invade Syria to keep the chemical and biological weapons from falling into the hands of the terrorists. Or at least that will be ostensibly the reason that we move into that area. And if that happens, I believe that war in that part of the world will increase. And certainly, I believe Benedict is being forced out either. I believe, of course, this whole thing is prophetic. I think God has a timetable, and I think that timetable requires these things to be happening at this time in history. Sidney, go back and read the book, Petrus Romanus, and he will tell you not only were the prophecies of St. Malachi, but the Zohar, which, of course, is Jewish mystical writings. And, of course, I mean, what credence can be put into them? Sidney, are they the word of God? Are they the word of the devil? Are they prophecies? Are they valid? But the Jewish mystical writings from 700 years ago, the Zohar, talked about, according to the Jewish calendar, the time when their Messiah was going to come back. And remember, the Jewish calendar is different than the American calendar. I can't remember. It's 5,800, something like that. But basically, if you take the Jewish calendar and convert it to the calendar that we use, why, of course, that would be just at this time this year, that their Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, is going to come. Well, of course, the Jews never accepted Jesus Christ, so the Messiah they're expecting is the Antichrist. Is this valid? I don't know. But I do know that all these exciting things are coming together at this time in history. And, of course, I believe, of course, and I think you'll be fascinated, we're going to have Bill Salas on this program sometime this coming week or so, talking about the significance of Psalm 83. And it is his suggestion, I don't know if he's right or not, but that we are going to see the war of Psalm 83, because certainly it fits into the pattern of the events that are happening far better than the prophecies of certainly Ezekiel 38 and 39. But I believe it is truly prophetic. I think that there may very well have been forces brought, and very powerful forces brought against Pope Benedict to cause him to resign at this time in history, and I think it's been known for a year. It was known a year ago that he was going to resign. That's why Tom Horn made the prophecy in his book. My number is 877-254-7524. I hope our caller will stay on the line. I'd like to know what he thinks. 877-254-7524.
CENTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley, is saluting the police, firefighters, paramedics, and 9/11 dispatchers who work in our community. We thank them for doing a great job trying to keep our area a better place to live, shop, and raise a family. We realize their job is dangerous and sometimes thankless. This message from CENTAS, the uniformed people in Greeley. They can be reached at 970-352-2233. On the air because they care. Named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. 970-352-2233. CENTAS, the uniformed people.
What? Good, clean, delicious water that's alkaline high pH that I can make in my own home? And I don't have to carry in all those heavy bottles or case of water. You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. With a Kangen water machine at your fingertips, you and your family can have clean, delicious, ionized, alkaline high pH Kangen water. And so much more. Change your water, change your life. Call Rebecca Starnes at 720-209-9017. Again, 720-209-9017.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and is our caller still there from Fort Collins? Well, he'd asked about Pope Benedict's resignation. I think that all of these things are important. I think all of these things are happening prophetically. I do believe, of course, the major events are certainly have been foretold. I do believe that God rules in the affairs of men, and the older I become, and the more convinced I am of the fact that God is God in my life, and I think He's guarding your life if you put yourself under His jurisdiction and control and do what He directs you to do. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you, but I believe that the retirement of Pope Benedict is vitally important. First time in 600 years that a pope has stepped down. And, of course, I think that this was decided at least a year ago this was going to happen, which is how it was that Tom Horn, in his book Petrus Romanus, was able to write and predict that in all probability, Pope Benedict would resign. And there were powerful forces being exerted at that time to get him to step down. But I do believe that God is behind this. I do believe, of course, that the next pope is going to certainly usher in some terrible, terrible things for the Catholic Church. That's why there's just one more room for just one more picture in the Vatican, in the room where they have the pictures of all of the popes. Well, who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Paul in Fort Collins.
Oh, okay, fine. What were your thoughts?
Just on the Petrus Romanus, as far as I know, this Cardinal Bergoglio, who is basically second in command at the Vatican.
Right.
He's one of the candidates, but the fact is, as of Friday, he is the pope, in fact, you know, until they elect the new pope.
Right, right. That's correct.
And Cardinal Berton, his name is Peter, his actual name, and he's from Rome.
Right.
So we already will have Peter the Roman, irregardless of who they elect.
Well, they may elect somebody, different, or they may elect him. I mean, there's a very good possibility that he will be the next pope. But isn't it fascinating that this prophecy dates back to the 1100s? And what is it valid? Well, it's going to be fascinating as this plays out.
Well, correct. But, there was other prophecies that this pope may only last a month, and so my thought was, if it takes them, say, approximately a month to elect the next one, well, we will have had Peter the Roman for a month. So to me, it points to that many things may click fast, like the Obama going to Israel, on the equinox. Apparently, we have the Queen going to Rome, I think, March 7th. We have Syria about to explode, as you were bringing up with Damascus. So all these could be fulfilled very quickly. I just think everyone should be aware that this may not be put off much longer.
And, of course, the thing is, the thing that bothers me is that, first of all, we are told that there, a lot of the Jews are going to return to the Holy Land. Now, we know that there, a lot of Jews are leaving and going to Israel today, and they're coming from all over the world, and it doesn't make sense. I have a young man very, very close to me. He's Jewish, and he works very closely with me. His cousin is a Messianic Jew who had a very good job, doing very well here in America, and for some unexplained reason, mainly because he felt that God wanted him to, he and his wife have moved to Israel and taken a job, making much lower salary or lower living standards, and yet they went to Israel. They believed that God had drawn them there. And certainly, I don't know if you listen to our other programs, but the first Monday of every month, we have Cheryl Hancock on. She lives in Israel. She's a Christian. She's been there for 12, 13 years now. And, of course, she works with the Jews. She works with the Palestinians. And she tells us that Jews are coming from all over the world to Israel. Doesn't make sense. Why would anybody want to go to Israel when there's a very real chance that they could be involved in a terrible genocidal war in the very, very near future, when all the countries surrounding them hate them, when Hezbollah has 50,000 missiles that they can aim at Israel? Hamas has, well, Hamas's missiles aren't that good, but they certainly could get them. But none of this makes sense unless God has his hand in drawing people to Israel. But I think God also has his hand in what's happening with the papacy. And I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America here at this time, because America was instrumental in bringing the children of Israel back to the Holy Land. But I think that America has now turned against God, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. I share your concern. I think we're living in such exciting times. That's why I think everybody should be preparing for difficult times here in America.
Well, just one other point. You may have heard this, that apparently the Pope, the Vatican, was allowed, I guess, sovereignty over the supposed room where the Last Supper took place in Israel. If you've heard of this, apparently it's a second floor room, and they have now a seat there or something. In other words, the Vatican has some measure of control over this room.
That's just outside the walls there, and I've heard exactly the same thing. I've been in that room. I really don't think it is really the room where they had the Last Supper. I think that's what they show the tourists. But yes, I've heard the story. The Vatican is taking over a large segment of that region, and I think that's just south of the Holy City.
Right, and if nothing else, as you say, it may not be the real room, but it's a symbol as above, above, below.
Yeah. Right.
What they're working out in as youth, the Brotherhood of Darkness, it's maybe more symbolic to them than anyone else.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that we're living in such dangerous times, but exciting times if you're a Christian, because you know at least where you're going to spend eternity.
God
bless you. Thanks so much. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up today's program here at America Pizza.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, Dr. Ben Mack here, and Sydney, if you haven't read the book, Petrus Romanus, it's well worthwhile getting. We do carry it, and our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It deals with, Sydney, the prophecies as far as the Catholic Church, and of course the next pope is to be the last pope in the Catholic Church. And then there's to be a terrible, terrible destruction of the Vatican. Now, is this going to happen? I don't know, but it's fascinating to listen to that. So we have you can get on, if you'd like to get our CD of the interview with Tom Horn, it was last Monday evening, why we can purchase that from us, or you can go up onto our website at RadioLiberty.com, scroll down, to the area on Listen, go to Listen, and you'll find that it was last Monday, a week ago, tonight, one of the most fascinating interviews that we've done in a long period of time, and we certainly recommend this to you. And then, of course, we certainly have a four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, who is, of course, basically a Jesuit priest who was confided to Pope John Paul the 20th, pardon me, of Pope John the 23rd, fascinating individual who certainly, although a Catholic, certainly believed many of the same things that you and I believe, and he lays them out in this wonderful four-tape set, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. We have a book on satanic crimes, goes into the satanic influence within the church today. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Why Shame on You? We need to. You need to read the book, and, of course, hopefully, probably in 2 weeks we'll close the offer to get a case of the books. I think we are certainly well along our way to having sufficient help to get the book reprinted, and you can get a case of books, 64 copies for $149.95. We throw in a free 4-CD set or free DVD to help you with the postage. But you'll have the books at less than $2.40 each, $2.40 each, and you can give them away, you can loan them, you can certainly sell them, do whatever you want to, but we have somewhere between 50 and 100,000 copies of the book out. And it has had an influence on thought, and that's all I can hope for. It has influenced others who will be able to pick up and carry on with the message after I'm no longer here. And what is the basic message? That we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. And there truly are supernatural forces out there that are at work, both from the good side and from the bad side. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Remember, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, so you can listen to the other 4 hours there. And then, of course, you can certainly listen to the archive programs. Encourage others to listen. Encourage them to begin preparing, because we're moving into a very, very difficult period, and I believe this is going to be one of the most eventful years of your life. Prepare, prepare financially, prepare psychologically, prepare for shortages of food and for violence, and prepare to look after yourself and your family as if the structure of society begins to break down, but also prepare spiritually. And make sure you have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying,